Stargazers and optical telescopes need a clear dark night to observe the heavens. The National Radio Astronomy Observatory can operate continuously. Its massive dish antennas capture radio waves that are naturally emitted by distant objects. Just outside North Liberty, this telescope is one of 10 identical antennas that stretch from Hawaii to the Virgin Islands. They operate as one instrument, pointing at the same target, providing images 100 times more detailed than the Hubble Space Telescope. Mike Burgert is station manager.
These are the cryogenic pumps that are pumping the helium and chilling these receivers down to about 450 degrees below zero. So it slows those atoms down. We're picking up some extremely, extremely faint signals.
We are going for a ride, standing on the platform of the telescope, going clockwise, probably just 1 or 2 miles an hour. The dish reaches 82 feet across and can collect data from billions of light years away. The resolution is so accurate, you could hold up a newspaper in New York and read it from LA. The observatory is sometimes confused with those used in the SETI project, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, which was featured in the movie Contact. But this network of 10 telescopes isn't practical for that. Instead, researchers wait in line for a chance to explore mysterious things like black energy. At the University of Iowa, an experiment is underway into a pair of stars locked in orbit in the Aries constellation.
Both components are actually emitting a million times the energy of the sun in X-rays and in the radio. And we don't really know why that's true.
Robert Mutel is an astronomer and professor.
And what we've discovered just in the last few months, actually, is that there's a third star. There's a third star in that system. And it's a very subtle effect that you wouldn't be able to see it by any other technique. We suspect that a lot of stars aren't just solitary like the sun. We're so used to the sun being the canonical star, it is certainly our own home star, but it's probably in the minority.
The Iowa telescope is perched along a gravel road overlooking Coralville Lake. It's a quiet life for the two men who maintain the facility.
I am a radio telescope technician. Keep it working 24/7. One of us has to be within 2 hours of the place at all times.
DJ Beard has worked on site for 20 years. We connect my recorder to the telescope's output panel and hear the sound of deep space, sometimes called white or pink noise.
What we hear from space is just a hissing noise. That's all it is. If you could plug in the earphones like Jodie Foster did in the movie Contact, all you would hear is a hissing noise. What we actually make a picture of is even quieter than that, very small. And the electronics, of course, associated with this electronics can make a picture of that. That's what we hear from space.
Wow, this is it.
This is it. You're in the dish.
For DJ Beard and Mike Burgert, days can go by without face-to-face human contact. But the data they download from space has given Earthlings the ability to discover, to map the universe, measure our own Milky Way, and even help us understand earthquakes and volcanoes on our home planet. In North Liberty, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.